Begin the current daf. Masech this even that pegim. We begin amid alf. Begin the trace the masech. We begin towards the gemara. The chatzi 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 and half of the half and a half, which is that eighth of the loaf of bread, is the tamei tumas eichin, is the share of contaminating a food item. Which explains that actually this share is according to everyone, and that is as Tosfos says a kula tanoi koi. It's going on all the tanoim as kidim fash b'koin, just like Rashi explains, which is the b'yechem b'mereka k'deisle, like he holds that the size of the loaf is a quarter of a kav, which is six eggs, so chatzi 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 of this loaf of bread. The share of the tumah is dying the kebeah chas revia, is an egg minus a quarter, which is three quarters of an egg. Or the Shimon, that he holds that the size of the loaf of the third of a kav, which is eight bayim, so it comes out the chatzi 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 is going to be kebeah shlema, like a full size of an egg. It says Tyson, based on this, v'hadam v'chol duchta, this is what we say in Olav Shas, kebeah l'tamet v'maseichem, the share of an egg to be l'tamet v'maseichem. It says Tyson, hani kebeah Shimon, that must be like kebeah Shimon, but like kebeah Yechim, not like Yerich and Mimreka. The next says Master begins with the Gemara Kufayin Gimel Havya, Rejayin Havya. It's 173, it's 207, which regarding we're trying to figure out what's the shear of the halacha of 217. We say the Yerushalmi one, this one is 173, and the Tzipari is 207. Tais explains that, like Rashi, that it's not so precise. Ein hacheshbon mechuvan. It's not exactly the way the Gemara is saying it. Like Rashi says, lo yidok, it wasn't so precise. There is some decimal points over here that are not being factored, but since it's insignificant, maybe the Gemara doesn't mention it. Ketanik says the Master begins with the Gemara, chal te kamahavin. How much is the chala? Tami is 8. Oh, well then, mustn't be chamesa havin. It's only going to make 215. Where did Rebbe get this 217? Shteis brings a different gear, so, of the Rach, and the source for his interpretation. Rach goes, Rebbe Nechananel's gear says, chalsen kamahavin, how much is the chala? It's actually tisha, 9, not 8. So they have a mustn vishitzhavi, you still one off, it's 216, not 217. And it says, Teis v'chenu emes, so too the truth is, really, Rebbe Nechananel. The shir chal is 124. Now, mitzarach beya lachav gimel beyim. So you need one egg for every 23 beyim because it's 124th. So when the chal is taken, it's 124th of the dough. So therefore, you actually have a tisha pamachav gimel himir zayin. 9 times 23 is 207. So it comes out if you're going to take off from 207, one egg for every 23, it's actually going to be 9 eggs. And therefore, that's the amount that we're saying they're adding on to 207, not like our girsa of 8 eggs. The next Tezim Asla begins with the Gemara. Shlishti do kamahaba. How much is its third? Shitin nechei tarti. It's 60 minus 2. Which, really, that's Tezim's girsa. Not like the girsa that we have. Which the Gemara says, how much is its third? It's actually 58. Minus the chetilsa. So Tosfos says that actually loydok. Tosfos explained that this is the Gemara said that a third of the so yishamis, which 173 eggs, is 58, which is shitin nechitarti. It's not so precise because actually a third of the yishamis saw is the ma'atchasa is actually missing a little bit from 58. But since only missing a little bit of an egg and not the whole egg, so again, as we mentioned before, we're not so concerned. But yes, the girls, those who have the girsa, that actually it's shitin nechei tarti v'nechei porta, that's actually explicit. It says it's 60 minus 2, which is 58, minus a little bit, which is to be for that precision, like we mentioned. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, nimtze shlishal tzipari b'v'oides. Comes out, it's a third of the tzipari saw with the Va'idah of Rabbi, which says explains what's the term of a shlish. Because the Gemara says, this that we learned that the Tzipiris is more than the Midbaris, a third. That's a third of the Tzipiris with the Va'idah that Rabbi added on. That's more than the half of the Midbaris by a third of an egg. Which Taisa says, based on this, shlish the Midbaris, when the Braisa mentioned that it's a third more, there's two connotations in that. Koya shlish tzipari, that's going on a third of the tzipari, which is what we're evaluating a third of. Vashlish beya. And it's also going on, what is it more than? It's a more than by a third of a beya. So the third is going on two different variables in this statement. Kinnik says the Master begins with the Gemara. You say al mechtesh al midbaris, it's more than half of the midbaris by a shlish beya, by a third of a beya. Chaz explains that how do you get the calculation of only a third beya? And he also explains this for Eidus. As we mentioned, the Ravin explains the Braisa that when it says Nimtash al Tzipari Yisrael Medbar Shlesh, means to say that a third of the Tzipari, of the Sot Tzipariyus is going to be more than half of the Midbaris by a third of a beya. Tzipari says that this, that he says only a third of a beya, is Lafi Shemayna Shlesh the Tzipari Samachtas. It's because he's calculating a third of the Tzipari as 69 eggs based on the calculation of a third of 207. Now, but now if you add on Besamach Tes Ba'idos, you have to add on also the Ba'ids of the eggs, which that's a 20th of every egg that comes out the Gimel Bayim, but Tes Ba'idos comes out to 3 eggs and 9 Ba'idos, which is 9 times 1/20. Now, Vim Kane, if that's the case, Shlish Tzipari Ima Ba'idos, a third of the tzipari with all the ba'idis is going to come for a total of ayin beis bayim umechza chasa ba'id, 72 eggs and half minus one of the ba'id, which that's what we're saying, that it's more than the half of the midbaris, which is 72, by this half of an egg minus that one ba'id. Now, keeping the law of a chatzi beya, since it's not all the way a half an egg, it's missing that little bit. It's called a third. Like I said, it's a third more. But says the truth is, but if you really get precise over here, that actually have a yosim mechatzibay actually is more than half of an egg, because this calculation is true. But if the sav tzipari is 207 eggs without the ba'idus, then the truth is that the third is 69. But it says it's not really true, because the hasad tzipari have yisera al reish zayin karbal beis chamash. Truth is, the Sot Tzipari is not exactly 207. It's more than 207, close to two fifths of an egg. So Menimtish Shlish Shalah, so really comes out of a third of the true measurement of the Sa, is Samach Tes Beim B'chatzi Chaimish, is 69 eggs and a half of a fifth. So you have that Ba'id that's missing is only 1/20th of an egg. And now we're adding on, additionally, another half of a fifth of an egg. So because it's star from the ba'idus, when you add it with the ba'idus, you have more than 72 eggs and a half. So that's Taisa's bothered by. So why are we saying it's a third? It's actually more than a half. So Mama Marie, the Marie says, actually, this Bryce is going on the tradition of Rav Dimi, which is the comment that he said, Bashir Rebbe Muslim Bashir, the Rebbe calculated 217 eggs. And even though it's not precise, because this calculation is going after the Va'idus of Rebbe, but V'leichash Va'idus al Zayin Beim. As we see in that calculation of Gemara's, it doesn't count the Va'idus of the extra 7 eggs from the 207, only counts from that of the 200. Since it's not, doesn't reach a measurement of a Beya, therefore V'shlish. So when we do the third, Me'masin V'shivsam from 217, Oilin Shivin V'train. You get 72, which is a third of 216. Bishlish, and a third of an egg, which that is a third of the remaining egg. Because again, we're going based on what he had roughed it out, the calculation. And based on that, it comes out to the measurement that we're saying that it's more than by a third. Now, it says Taisis, a mashem action, that this that is asked. So, b'kula shvayt n'chash v'aydish al tzipari, the whole sugya we mentioned, these v'aydish of tzipari. But by the summit bars, we don't mention anything about these va'idis. The va'idis, ikabakulu. But what I mean, the va'idis is by all the measurements. Because the only thing we added on by the yishamas and tzipari was a sixth. But the va'idis was always over there. So how come we don't mention va'idis by the summit bars? So then the Rebbe says that the truth is, the va'idis is not appropriate by that of midbars. Because what happened was, by Tzipari and by the Yerushalmi version, what they added on was that the amount of eggs that there are in from the sod that was by the Midbaris. So there was basically more eggs in the six that you add on by the Midbar, by the Tzipari and by the Yerushalmi. Now, but the early generation before Rebbe, they were precise in this, and that that you don't really have a precise addition of a sixth. Why? Because because actually the eggs that were there in the midbar were actually larger than that which we're calculating today when we're coming to add on the six. So it comes out in truth, after we're adding on to the measurements, that there's still in the saw more, according to the calculations of how the eggs were in the early generations. So therefore, vaysifa amid the sipiris. So therefore, they added on to the sipir measurement shahisa masim b'zayin bayim mishnei chumashim chasikim, that they added on according to the larger eggs that were in the desert. They added on, besides the 207 eggs and 2/5, mine's a little bit, they added on yudayim, another 10 eggs, echad michuf l'chol beya, 120 for every single egg. And according to that, it comes out that you're right. Only the Bereshama Tzipiris did they calculate vaidis, because that was actually to counter, to offset the differences of the size of the eggs that were by the midbaris, in contrast to that which were the smaller eggs in that of the Yerushalmis and the Tzipiris. Kitimnik says the Masa begins with the Gemara Mechta shall midbaris on more than half of the midbaris one. By a shlish beya, by a third of a beya. Again, like we mentioned before, we're going on the Gemara that Ravina answers that cryptic sentence in the Braisa, that a third of the Tzipiris with the Va'idus of Rebbe is going to be more, well, he interprets it, than half of the Summit Bars by a third of an egg. So he can explain that according to this, Shlish is going on everything. That is, the place it says, Mefarish Marie, the Marie explains, Nimtza, comes out that Shlish Shal Tzipari, Milagav, a third of the Tzipari saw from the inside, which is, if you take the amount of eggs that there are in the Tziparis and you split that into three, that one third, it's going to be Yisera al Shlish al Midbar, is Milabar, it's going to be more than a third of the Midbar one, externally, which is half of the Midbar, it's going to be more than a Shlish Beya, than the third of a Beya. Because Shlish the Brais atavayu. And therefore, when the Brais is mentioning Shlish, is going on both the Tziparis and the Midbaris. It's a third of the Tzipari, which is more than this external, which is half of the Midbaris, what we're calling it a third, than that of the midbaris, and also going by beya. It's also going on, like we said, of a third of a beya. That's how much more it is. Now, Ravina mafarish de Rabbi Yemir. That actually Ravina is just actually explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yemir, who came right before him. That he said that it comes out that a sub-tzipari is more than the midbaris, close to its own third, and its third is close to half of the midbaris. Mafarish, the hachkam Rabbi Yemir. Ravina is just coming to say, this is what Rabbi Yemir meant to say. Because it's not, you can't say it's carved, because it doesn't say carved in the Braisa. But it means nimtza sad tzipari. It comes out that a sad tzipari, yisera al shal midbaris, is more than midbaris, carved l'shlishala, close to its third pirish, l'shlish midbaris melabar. But that's what he's explaining, to say that the third of the midbaris, externally, that is, after you add on the measurement, it becomes a third, v'shlishala, and its third pirish, v'shlishal tzipari melagab, and a third of the tzipari internally, Karv lemechta shel midbaris is close to half of the midbaris, and he so he's therefore just supplementing what he said. And says Tesis came to Metzina beperek kamar, and so we find early on the Vlamahim Abayis, same idea that one Amor is explaining that Amor before him, that Amor Biyamri said there's a hoya alah sheretz kol bein hashmashes, when the sheretz on it the whole bein hashmashes, umefarish la Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael coming to explain this that Rabbi Yirmi had said, that the Mishnah, their teacher, according to a Meir b'tchumen, with Truma and became Tummy. Not sure, was it before Shabbos? Was it after Shabbos? So that's what they say, that they explain his halacha, that in Rabbi in Meir's opinion, that it was on at all Ben Hashmashes. So they explained Rabbi Yirmiyah that there was two sets of witnesses. One was saying it became Tummy, one saying it wasn't, but it was in that case Rabbi Yirmiyah had said. And that's what we have the two different witnesses coming to say. So it's the same idea that one Amora explains what the previous Amora had said.